And hello world, good morning. This is Dr. Shay Marine, and welcome to the Line of Fire Prayer, Preaching, and Prophecy Broadcast. This show is sponsored by Dr. Shay Marine Radio and affiliate partners. These are the broadcast declarations. Jeremiah 17 and 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. Lamentations 3, beginning at verse 21. This I recall to mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Romans 4, beginning at verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And be not weak in the faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Romans 8 and 31 says to us, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Expect your miracle healing and deliverance today. This is the Line of Fire broadcast.
Let us boldly approach the throne of grace on this morning as we prophesy to the winds and walk in the Spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare today that we will walk in the Spirit, we'll be led by your Spirit, we'll produce much fruit of the Spirit because we abide in you and live in the Spirit. Now, Lord Jesus, you commanded that we prophesy. So, Lord, we want to prophesy to the winds. I prophesy to the east wind that demonstrates your might, power, and miracles and brings judgment to our enemies. Let the east wind of the Lord release winds of favor and promotion. I prophesy to the north wind that brings fire, power, and glory to cleanse the atmosphere and drive away the rains and floods that cause harm. Let the north winds of the Lord release winds of transformation, change, and preparation for things to come. Lord, we prophesy to the west wind to remove those things that have devoured our time, resources, and wealth. Let the west wind of the Lord release healing and restoration in our lives. I prophesy to the south wind, the soft wind of completion. Lord, let the south wind of the Lord release direction and provision for your purpose and destiny in our lives. Lord, release rushing, mighty revival winds throughout the earth to expand and to enlarge your kingdom and our churches. Now unto him, as able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from any presumptuous preaching, teaching, or praying. Lord Jesus, send forth laborers in the harvest. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give you thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In Jesus' name, amen.
And God bless all of you. This is the Line of Fire. We just thank God for being alive on this wonderful Friday morning here in the greater New York area. And we just thank God just for really being alive and waking up. Sometimes it's just the simple things that we have to give God the glory and the honor for. And I'm just glad to be with you. I'm just glad to serve you all. And we're just glad to have this opportunity just to minister to you, to pray for you, and to pray with you. We'll be opening a prayer line in about 8 minutes or so. But I just want to come in and say, you know, God is good to me. I thank God for how he has blessed me and how he has healed me. This is Dr. Faye Maureen. This is your host. And we just thank God for this opportunity. I want all of you to be encouraged today, those of you who may be suffering with afflictions. The Lord tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. All afflictions he will deliver you from. Just ask God to heal you, and he will heal you. There's nothing too hard for him. Behold, he is the God, the Lord of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for him? And then if you go to Romans, it said, if God be for you, Romans 8, who can be against you? So when God is on your side, when he is for you, yes, things may come against you. Yes, weapons may form against you, but they will not prosper for us. The Lord God is there to deliver you. It's just a matter of us crying out to him. The psalmist also tells us that he's a very present help in time of trouble. That means all kind of troubles. You know, troubles on every side. You can be troubled
whether you're going to and fro in the job, or maybe if you're in school, you may have troubles, but the Lord will deliver you in 6 troubles, and yay, even 7 troubles. So give your worries, cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He'll never suffer the righteous to be moved. He shall sustain you. So give God your cares. A lot of times what happens is we'll pray, but we don't really leave things at the altar. We need to learn how to leave things at the altar, leave them with God and to rest in him. The peace that he gives us peace that passes all understanding. That's what the word tells us, the peace of God that passes all understanding, he gives to us. So we're here with the prayer line. Just here just to pray for you and pray with you. We don't have any gimmicks. Have no gimmicks for you. We're not trying to do anything special, but we're here just to pray for you and pray with you. We're just going to play the salvation appeal, and then we'll be right back with you. This is very, very important, and we never know who listens in or how much time they have to listen. So it is my goal to make sure people hear about the salvation of Jesus Christ, how they too, if they don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins, how they can too come to the Lord.
The Salvation Appeal. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you saved? Are you born again? John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. 4 simple steps to salvation. I call it the 4 A's. Acknowledge that you are sinner. Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Agree with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then you need to ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. As far as east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's from Psalm 103. And then just accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I have sinned. I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. I ask for forgiveness of all of my sins. Forgive me, Lord. I accept the Lord Jesus into my heart and into my life as my Savior. Thank you for saving me today. And we seal this prayer by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. So if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, yes, you can get to know him. And I just wanted to remind all of you, God requires that we submit to him. We need to learn how to submit to him and just always get up. When you get up in the morning, some people say, well, they struggle to pray. They don't know how to pray. But first of all, you have to say real complete yes to God. You really need to learn how to submit to him. It's very easy. Always get up and say, Lord, great is your faithfulness to us this day. It's a new day that we've never seen before. And just we worship you, God. We give you the glory and the honor. And so today we all lift our voices in submission and to praise him. And God, even as we pray, God, forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah. For our shortcomings. Forgive us from wrongdoings. Forgive us from wrong motives. Wash us again in the precious blood of Jesus. And Lord, on this day, I touch and agree with my brothers and sisters across the globe that, God, that we'll commit our ways to you, Lord. We're just saying today, have your way in our lives, God. Have your way in our lives, God. All our steps, ishkalababa. So in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare victory. Lord, you said in your word, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ. So, God, we decree and declare victory over sin. Hallelujah, victory over habits, God. We declare healing for our human bodies, healing for any afflictions, oh God, healing for our emotions, God. He healeth the broken in heart, and he bindeth up their wombs. Many of you, you're brokenhearted, but yes, God, he heals your emotions. He'll heal your mind, God, deliver the mind and will, God. Heal these families, God. Some families, God, have prayer. problems and having discord and division. Speak to the discord and division, God. We lose the healing of God for these families in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you on today. We thank you on today. So many of you, you've been laboring for God, but God, we thank you today because you have not forgotten our labor of love and how we have poured out toward the saints. That's what it says in Hebrews 6:10. So, God, on today with humble hearts, we're boldly approaching the throne of grace, God. We want to be in complete, hallelujah, complete compliance with your will. So just say this with me. Say, yes, Lord, I want to be in complete compliance with your will. Say, Lord, I want to be in complete compliance with your will. Lord, I agree with your plans for my life. Make that confession. Say, Lord, I agree with your plans for my life. I agree with your plans for my life. I agree. Hallelujah. And about the way to get ahead, the way to be blessed is you must agree with God's plans for your life. You just can't give him lip service, but he wants your heart. He wants your heart. Even right now, God, say, God, search us, O God, and know our hearts, and try us in our ways, and lead us in the way everlasting. Hallelujah. Feel led to tell you, we must agree with God. Hallelujah. We must agree with God. Those of you who are listening in, sometimes it may not be agreeable to us, but we must agree with God's plans for our life. That's why I wanted you to make that declaration. Lord, say, yes, Lord, I want to be in complete compliance with your will. He's looking for a total yes. And now you know what? That's the way to blessings. A total yes, a total yes, a total yes. That is the way. That is the way. Hallelujah. That is the way to blessings. To blessings. You must. Completely comply with God is very, very hard. But he requires that we be obedient. Your blessings are in the obedience. I'm a witness that your blessings are in the obedience. So we're getting ready to open the prayer line. So whoever wants to call, if not, we're going to continue to pray. We're going to continue to exhort. But the prayer lines will be open. You just want to call, and we'll pray for you, and we'll pray with you. As I said before, I have no gimmicks or anything like that. This is just a prayer line just to pray for you, whatever your situation may be, to pray for you and to pray with you on this Friday. But God, we thank you. God, we thank you. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the honor in our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. So, as I was saying, you need to say a complete yes to God. Say a complete yes to God. A complete yes to God. Have your way. Just say, Lord, have your way in my life. And then, you know what? Give God time. Give God time. Let him, you know, get in his presence. Get in his presence and allow him to minister to you. That's what happens sometimes. We don't allow God to minister to us. We need to allow God to minister to us. So I'm just saying, God, I want you to minister to me. And that's what submission is about. We need to allow God to really, really minister to us. So allow God to minister to you even on today. But we thank God for the glory and the honor. And some of you just say, some of these things that have been hindering you, you must say this. Say, Lord, cast down those high places that are hindering me from fulfilling my purpose. Some of you need to pray that today. Say, Lord, cast down the high places that are hindering me from fulfilling my purpose. And maybe you don't even know. Maybe you don't even know some of the things that have been hindering you. But as I said, God, I want to complete the assignments. Hallelujah. That you have given me. To say, God, I want to complete every assignment, God, that you've given me. I want to complete it. I want to complete every assignment, God, I want to complete. Hallelujah. Every assignment, God, I want to complete it. I want to complete all the assignments God gives to me in the time and the manner that he gives us the assignments. The important thing about the blessings of God and recognizing when God wants us to go on certain pathways is God's timing. I was speaking with someone on this weekend, and you know, we were just talking about waiting and the whole concept of waiting. And a lot of times we want our prayers to be answered immediately, but the word says, he that shall come and will not tarry, now the just shall live by faith. And it also tells us in Hebrews to cast not away our confidence. We have great recompense of reward, and we have to learn how to wait. And a little while ago I was talking about that scripture in Hebrews, that where God is not, in Hebrews 6, that God is not forgotten our labor of love. So we have to learn how to wait. And while we wait, so what do we do while we wait? What do we do while we wait? Well, we wait, hashkandala, hallelujah, with high expectations. We keep waiting with expectations. No matter what answer you're waiting for, we wait with high, high expectations. Our faith is always in God. Why? Because we walk by faith and not by sight. The Word tells us that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So what? We wait with expectation. And then we do kingdom work. We stay busy for God, not being a busybody, but what we do is we stay busy for God, trying to do the things of God and doing the things that will please God, witnessing and sharing the word and going to church and worshiping him. What we must understand is that God exists outside of our town. He doesn't exist for us to dictate to him. And a lot of times people get easily discouraged because they say, well, God didn't answer my prayer or a prophetic word didn't come to pass. But I'm here to tell you that it's up to us to seek God. We have to meet him at the appointed time. Our attitude really should be, well, Lord, what shall I render unto you this day? That's what our attitude should be. Lord, this day, am I the answer to someone else's prayer? So that's what it's about for us, saying, Lord, what shall we render unto you this day? It's the whole concept of timing, that we give of ourselves to God. We separate ourselves unto God. We consecrate ourselves to God. So many people want to make it seem like that. Well, I want to pray, and I just want God to answer this prayer for me immediately. And it really doesn't work like that. It really, really doesn't work like that. God wants all of us. He wants all of us. He wants us to fulfill our purpose that he has set up for us, purpose in our lives. So we have to learn really how to completely submit to him. And that's what I talk about submission on today. So when I started talking about being in complete compliance with his will, we must be in complete compliance, hallelujah, woo, with the will of God and agree with God. We have to agree with God, not just in some things, but in all things, in all things, in all things. And it's the time and season now. The Lord, yes, he wants to bless you and he has blessings for you, but he's holding those blessings for you. And what it really looks like and what I see is God sometimes is out in the deep. I want you, if you can, to get a picture of the Lord standing out maybe in the middle of a deep, deep body of water, and he's holding a lot of blessings for you, and it requires that we meet him at that place of blessings. So I want you to be encouraged on today. Just say, Lord, I'm going to agree with your will for my life. Lord, I agree with your will for my life. And you must, hallelujah, you must partner with God. You must partner with God. Partner with God on today. That's what I'm telling you. Your blessings really are in the obedience. They're in the obedience. So if you want to call in, you can call in for prayer. If not, we're going to continue to pray and to exhort. We're here waiting, just praying and just exhorting, but it's just glad to be alive, glad to be alive, glad to be alive, hallelujah. But we thank God for his mercy and for his grace. So we give him the glory, and we give him the honor. And we're saying today, God, let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we are saying, God, what shall I render unto you today? Lord, am I the answer to someone's problems? And I've been making this confession for the past 2 years. Lord, my time and my seasons are in your hands. And I'm determined, those of you who are listening, that they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. They will not be changed or adjusted by anyone, because I want all of the blessings God has for me. I want his will to be done in my life. I don't want to miss any of his, what I call, divine announcements, his appointments, or his assignments in Jesus' name. I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss anything that God has for me. I don't want to miss it. I've made up my mind, Lord, I don't want to miss it, Lord, and I don't want to fail you. And I don't want to be fooled, not even in the house of God. So many today are easily deceived. And why are they easily deceived? Because they don't spend enough time in the Word for themselves. You got to read the Word, got to study the Word. The Word tells us to study yourself, to show thyself approved. So you must read the Word. We have to study the Word. We have to do what God has asked us to do. We have to do what God has asked us to do. So just continue to say, yes, Lord. Say, God, I want to say yes to your will and yes to your way, and kind of be like Solomon, just say, Lord, I humble myself to you. If my people, which are called by my name, so humble themselves. We have to humble ourselves to pray, and that's where humility comes from. And I just implore employ all of you today. My word for today is agree with God. Partner with God. Partner and agree with God. Say, Lord, I'm going to be in complete compliance with your will. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what's going on around me. Lord, I'm going to say yes to your will and yes to your way. I mean, that's what it's all about, to say a total and complete yes to God, and he'll begin to work on you. Just say yes to spending time in his presence. Yes to giving up the things that are in your life, some of the clutter. Some of the clutter. Too many of you are cluttered up with too many things. What do I mean by that? You are distracted. You are easily distracted by things. You allow too many things to enter your spirit, but Make up in your mind that you're going to leave, get your atmosphere, change your atmosphere, change your environment. Now, you can do that. You can change your atmosphere and you can change your environment. How? Well, you can play music that is uplifting, that will bless you, or you can even change where you go, the people you hang out with. Some of those people you don't need to be keeping company with. Why? Because they're pulling you down or they're pulling on you, so you must get rid of some of the clutter. God does have blessings for you, but sometimes we can't see the blessings because we have too many other things in the way, too many distractions in the way. So God wants you to remove some of that clutter so you can really hear. You need to hear. And some of you, even in ministry out there, he has assignments he needs you to complete, but you're getting maybe too caught up in trying to do what others do and be like others. Well, God, you're an individual. God made you unique. You are unique. He has a unique ministry. He has things for you to do, people that you need to minister to, places where he wants to send you. But you need to hear from him. I'm reminded just to tell you, in addition to agreeing with God, just to tell you to shift. Now, you know what? That's one of these catchwords. You know, we like to say shift, shift, shift. But you know what? When you really think about shifting, yes, it does mean, when you think about the word shift, if you look at how we spell the word, the letter S can talk about submission and separation. And I talked about that earlier, submit to God. Hallelujah. Submit all. Give up all. Submit your all to God. Submit everything you have to God. Submit your all to God. Hallelujah. Submit your all to God. Submit. This is coming up again and again. Those of you who are listening, submit to God. Submit to God. Submit. He requires that we set apart ourselves and set apart ourselves unto him. We have to separate ourselves unto him, consecrate ourselves unto him. So we want to shift. We like to say, oh, there's a shift coming. Oh, this is a new season. God says shift. But, you know, then we go back to doing the things that we were doing before. We don't make an effort. You know, we can do a lot of things and we can say a lot of things on social media. But at the end of the day, when you come offline of social media, what are you doing day by day? Hallelujah. Are you submitting to God day by day and on a daily basis? That's what he requires for the shift. You got to submit to God. You want to shift in your life? You got to submit to God. And then when you look at the word H, it really, to me, means humility. Humility is not about you. It's not about your ministry. It's about humbling yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Humble yourself under God. Do things. When Solomon said, you know, when he said, if my people which shall call by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Humble yourselves to do the will of God. Humble yourselves to hear from God. He wants to hear from you. He wants you to humble yourselves. And we're going to take a break and go to the prayer line. Good morning. This is Dr. Fay. Can you state your name and your prayer request?
Good morning, Dr. Fay. This is Apostle Faithman.
Hey. How are you?
I'm fine, Dr. Fay. How are you doing today?
Good. I was just sharing with the listening audience about, you know, we always say that this is a shift and this is a new season, but I'm finding that a lot of people don't want to do the things for God to shift them, and that's just really submitting to God and humbling themselves before God. Sometimes they just don't want to do those things, and that's what it's required. That's what God is requiring of us. Amen? Amen.
Awesome. That's beautiful. That's great, Dr. Faye. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes, yes. And as I've been kind of going this morning, I've just felt in my spirit, I just have been saying over and over that people have to learn. They want the blessing from God, Apostle Agbada, but they, you know, people don't want to really submit and humble themselves to God and agree and partner with God. So that's why I've been just trying to exhort this morning to say, God, cast down those high places that are hindering me from completing the assignments. And it's really about us saying yes to God and us saying, Lord, what shall we render unto you this day? And that's what it is when we can, and that's when the shift will come, when we can begin to say those types of things and mean them sincerely in our heart.
Hallelujah. That's like the story of the man called Peter in the book of Luke chapter 5. You know, they had a struggling business and nothing was working. Everything was down. And Jesus said to Peter, could I have your boats?
Hmm.
When God gives us an opportunity, it's a platform for increase. Whenever God wants to change your life, he gives you an opportunity. And that opportunity comes when you make your time available. And you make your substance, something that you own, available. He said to him, can you give me your boat? He had a struggling business, and nothing was working. The things of the Spirit begins with an instruction. Whenever God wants to change your life, he gives you an instruction. And your ability to do the instruction is the key to transforming your life. If you want to change your life, you have to be a doer of the word.
That's right.
He gives an instruction. He gives an instruction. In John Gospel chapter 2, very something awesome happened there. Jesus was invited to a wedding. And they ran out of wine. And Mary went to Jesus and said, they have no wine.
Right.
And he said, it is not yet my time. But watch this. When you walk by faith, you don't get moved by circumstances.
Amen.
When you walk by faith, you don't get limited by the opposition. So when he said to Mary, it's not yet my time, Mary went to the people. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And he said to the people, whatsoever he said to you, do it. Why would Mary say that to the people when Jesus said to Mary, it's not yet my time? It's trying to look like a contradiction, but that is not a contradiction, because Mary understood that nothing changed except a word goes forth. So like what you're sharing with the people, the application of God's word is what brings transformation. Miracles happen by instruction. Deliverance happens by instruction. Transformation comes by instruction.
Instruction.
God wanted to see something in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. He said in Genesis 1, verse 2, he said, and the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved. Now, the Spirit could hover for 1 million years, and nothing would change.
Right.
The Spirit was moving. Nothing changed. The Spirit was moving. So the Spirit could be moving, and nobody's life is changed. Because the Spirit and the Word works together. And Genesis 1, verse 3, and God said,
ooh, hallelujah,
Almighty
yeah.
God spoke, and God said, when God spoke, the Spirit has something to work with.
Right, right.
If an individual lacks a revelation knowledge.
why do you think it's hard for people to, you were just saying, and the whole idea of instruction, which is the point we were trying to get across today, that miracles come through instruction, and the open doors come through instruction. So why is it so hard for us sometimes just to follow instructions, just simple instructions of the word? Why is it that we can get so easily distracted? What happens?
Yes, Dr. Faye, our inability to trust in the giver of the instruction. Now, if you watch the scripture, when Elijah was at the brook, and the brook dried up, and the raven was no longer bringing bread to meet the need of Elijah, the word of the Lord came and said, go to Zarephath. He said, dear, have I instructed a widow to sustain you? That was God's word for Elijah. But when I saw the situation, I observed that the widow does not have what it takes to sustain Elijah. Because according to the history and the accounts, the widow replied and said to the man of God, what I have is to eat and die. Now, the presence of Elijah was going to change the situation because the anointing is the ability of God in the human spirit that empowers him to do the extraordinary. The anointing is the ability of God in the human spirit that empowers him to do the extraordinary. The anointing is not just olive oil.
That's
and
true.
Oil is a symbol, but not the totality. Because when we talk about the anointing of the Spirit, in 1 John, we are told that the anointing which you receive abides in you. So Elijah came with the anointing that will help her break free from the famine. Remember, the famine was severe. Remember, she was broke. Remember, she was saying that she was going to die with a son. But when Elijah came, he said to her, he said, give me a cake to eat first. Now, watch this, Dr. Faye. Most people would say the preacher was greedy. In the natural, you would say, Elijah is a greedy man of God. Why do you want to shout from the widow's leftover that can't take care of the widow and the son? So you could say that this man of God is a greedy person, but the things of the Spirit don't work that way. When it comes to the things of the Spirit, you have to give up to go up. When it comes to the things of the Spirit, you have to give up for God to go up in your life. So the man of God instructed us, make a piece of cake for me first, let me eat. And when the instruction came, the Bible said, she went, and when she brought it to the man of God, the man of God brought forth a word that the crews will not cease. Can I say this to you?
Right.
You change your situation by responding to divine instructions.
Divine instructions. So we have to listen. But
yeah,
so what you're saying is that...
Yeah, you got
to
listen.
But, right, so listening requires... We go back to that word, agreeing with God and submitting to God. So if we're going to be able to listen and hear from God, we have to do what? Remove the clutter and distractions and what I sense. So many people have so much clutter and distraction, but for divine instructions, I need to be able to hear what he's saying. And I can only hear if I remove some of these things. I can't hear what you're saying to me if I'm all over the place. Oh, this is a word from God. This is a word this morning that the people of God need to know, need to say, well, Lord, let me check myself. That's the thing. Let us check ourselves. Well, Lord, am I listening to you? The Lord does have blessings he's holding for us. He doesn't want us to miss. I said this before you called in. He doesn't want to miss his divine announcements and appointments and assignments. A lot of times I find that he has the blessing right in front of your face, but you can't see it. Why? Because we haven't heard the divine instruction.
It's true. Dr. Faye, listen to this. Listen to this, Dr. Faye. This is interesting. I was at the bank this morning. For the past 3 days, I've been going to the bank to make some international transactions. And the banker saw me this morning, and she screamed and said, is it every day you come to this bank to do international transactions? And when she shouted and screamed, and people were there, she shouted with joy, is it every day? And you know what the Lord spoke to me? Everyday blessing.
Yeah, there you go. He's an everyday God.
He doesn't sleep nor slumber. That is a book I'm about to do right now. It's called Everyday Blessing. That is true, God. Yes, I got a scripture right now. He said, daily loaded us with benefits.
Yes. Every day.
He said,
every day.
So, every day is a benefit day. So when I wake up this morning with an expectation that change is here.
Right. What'd you say? You said expectation. You know what word?
Yes.
Expectation. You know what it is? While we wait. See, the Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So what do we do while we wait?
Yeah.
We wait with great expectation. We set the atmosphere for what? For great expectation. So my expectation for today is God will do thus and so. You have to keep your expectations very high. But as we set expectations, we do the things of the kingdom of God while we wait. I think sometimes we make some mistakes because we expect God, well, I want God to answer this, you know, a certain prayer tomorrow. I want him to answer right now. Well, we are waiting with expectation. We know God can. Why? Because, like you said, we have the everyday blessings, but he requires that I follow, you follow, and everyone listening in follow his divine instructions.
Yeah.
And you cannot follow his instructions once again. You know, and it's not his instructions according to how you feel. There's a lot of people now, I don't know if this happens where you are, but it's a lot of people now, apostle or greater, that want to do things their way. They don't want to go to church and fellowship with the saints. They say, well, I'm going to have church at home. But
that
the Bible tells us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. They don't want to be under leadership or a pastor, but your leadership has rule and authority over you. So the thing is, it's no shortcuts to the blessings. We have to follow what divine instruction. The word gives us divine instruction. So I know I hear you laughing, because maybe they don't do that where you are, but where I am.
Dr. Faye, in Nigeria, we do that. They do that. No. Dr. Faye, people are people everywhere. Whether it's in New York, where you are, or whether it's in Canada, wherever people are people. You know why I said this, Dr. Faye? Because the attitude of man can be a major problem to man.
Mm-hmm.
Most change in our life begins by our attitude.
Yes.
If you want to change your life, you see, it's not how much I give you that changes you. It's not money that changes people.
Nope.
What changes people is response to instruction. It's not
end of
money
the day.
That changes people.
Right.
No, I was telling some people, I said that most ministries or most churches, what they shout about, Apple can do. Apple computer. Apple can oh my God. People shout, I build a very large auditorium. What they shout about, Apple can build. What they shout about, Google can build. What they shout about, Microsoft can build. Now, what is truly success? How do we measure that you're successful? Is it by the car you drive or by the designers you wear? No, success is directly connected to the fulfillment of your purpose. So there is no conventional definition of success. Because if you felt not successful, probably because of the way I dress or the way I look, and you said I'm not successful, that is an error. And my success is not based on what you are doing. If you want to understand things from this perspective, you will know that true success is me doing the will of God for my life.
Amen.
You are not successful except you're doing God's will for your life.
You remember the story that
Jesus shared?
Success. You know what? That right there is the total key. If you want to be successful, you have to what? Do God's will for your life. And you said something very important that the people need to hold on to today. It's not a matter, and we do look at success in what people have, material things, what they have, where they go, their careers, and what they wear. But you know what? God looks at us very, very differently. Number one, he looks at the heart.
That's true.
He searches
That's
the
true.
Heart and the mind.
That's
Number
true.
One. Number two, you know, somebody on earth, you may say, oh, that guy is a successful owner of a business company. He has a lot of businesses. But you may look at someone else who was consecrated and dedicated themselves to God, and God says, well, that person is successful in my eyes because that person is doing my will. That person is spreading the gospel. So we want to be successful. The Bible says no good thing will he withhold from us. You know, if we walk uprightly, so if we walk uprightly, like you were saying, it should be our intent. This is what I've been exhorting all morning. It should be our intent to agree with God, to be listening to this, in complete compliance with his will. I don't care what else is going on, be in complete compliance with the will of God. And you know what? That's when you shall have success. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and what? All those other things will be added. But what it is again, getting back to your point, if we want to be successful, it's the divine instruction. So what I want you to do, we have, you know, a few minutes left. I want you to pray, just to pray for the people of God that are listening. And I prayed earlier, but we can kind of wrap things up with you praying for the people of God who are listening in. And then when you finish praying, you could give us information where they can download some of your teachings, which have been very helpful to many people, I know. But go ahead and offer prayer today.
Okay. Wherever you're listening to us now around the world, you're in Nigeria, you're in Canada, you are in Europe, you're in England, wherever you're Dubai, wherever you're listening to this show this morning, we just want to let you know that we love you. What Dr. Faye is doing is quite great, and we need to partner with her. I know I have to pray before we go. but we need to partner with what the ministry of Dr. Faye and what she's doing in New York. So I just want every listener this morning to give her a support, and I believe God will increase you more and more. Father, in the name of Jesus, we'll pray for every listener around the world this morning.
Amen.
And we'll pray that they will experience supernatural increase.
Amen.
Supernatural
Amen.
Ideas, supernatural insights, biblical understanding, how to interpret the things of the Spirit. Father God, we thank you this morning. We'll pray for everyone that hook up with us here. Father God, we'll pray for miracles, miracles of provision.
Oh,
the stones will sweat and bring out water. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke the devourer. I command people to be healed. Those that are listening to us in the hospital right now, be healed in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Miracles to those in the prison listening to this meeting this morning. Listen to us this morning. I command your release in the name of Jesus. I perform miracles. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord of God. Supernatural increase. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You can get most of my materials at www.tdccfaith.org or www.tdcczoe.org. And as you continue to bring you the ministry of God's will around the world, it's life-changing. Thank you very much, Dr. Faith, this morning, for your partnership, your love, and my love to everyone there.
Yes, and my love to everyone there and to your church and to your wife. Thank you so much for joining in. Again, we'll be back in a couple of weeks from now. But this is, we're servants. We're here to serve you. We're here to serve you. And Apostle Agbeda Hill, we're here to serve you. So even when we come back on in a few weeks, the line will be open again for you to call in for prayer, not just to listen. Many of you are listening in today, but not just to listen, but pastors. He can minister to you as well, pastors, to call in. So we thank you for listening in today. If you want to find out more about me, just go to my website, drfaymarine.com, and my handle across all social networking is Dr. Faye Marine. So as we get ready to leave you today, be blessed, but partner with God. Do the things of God, and you will have success as we just play just a hymn as we go off the air. Be blessed, Apostle, and you take care and keep doing the will and the work of the Lord. I know you're staying busy, but be blessed.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
take care.
You.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And again, we thank you all for listening in. And if, and on this day, this is October 10th, and if you can, certainly support the ministry by purchasing our prayer CD. It's now available on CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon. It's called Amazon.com. It's called The Prayer Collection by Dr. Faye Marine. Take care, be well, and partner with God. Say yes to God, be in complete compliance to his will.